This is the Midday Market Report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn is trading higher today and has not moved much over the past few weeks, but it is on track for a slightly lower close on the week in the March contract. Brazilian weather is expected to be hot and dry for another few days before turning much more favorable, with showers expected over the central and northern regions. But the early dryness is expected to reduce total production. Argentinian weather has been very friendly, on the other hand, especially considering last year's extreme drought conditions, and 50% of the corn crop is reportedly planted, with only 1% receiving a poor rating. Yesterday's export sales report was strong again, and total shipments this year are up 32% from the previous year. Mexico has been responsible for nearly half of the corn purchases. Soybeans are trading lower today, but are being bull spread with the larger losses in the deferred contracts. Both soybean meal and oil are mostly lower as well, with more pressure coming from soybean oil. Brazilian weather back in focus, with the next few days remaining hot and dry, but then set to improve significantly with widespread showers that are expected to fall throughout January. The NOPA crush report will be released later today, and traders are expecting a near-record crush of between 186 to 188 million bushels for November, which would compare to 179 million bushels a year ago. And wheat is mixed at midday, with Chicago and Minneapolis trading higher, but Kansas City lower as winter wheat areas are forecast to receive beneficial rains. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 0.75 cents at 480 even. January soybeans down 5 even at 1309 even. January soybean meal down $1.10 at 402.60. January soybean oil down 60 cents at 48.91. On the Merc, December live cattle down 2 cents at 167.47. January feeder cattle up 30 cents at 219.65. February lean hogs up 95 cents at 71.42. This has been a check of the midday markets for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.